The corruption and bribery trial of Ohio Congressman James Traficant begins today in federal court in Cleveland. Yesterday, he lost a bid to delay the trial. The colorful and controversial Democrat says he's innocent of the 10 charges he faces, including accepting favors from businessmen in exchange for government contracts and requiring kickbacks from members of his staff. Traficant is not a lawyer, but he will defend himself in court, something at which he's been successful in the past. From member station WKSU, Kevin Niedermeyer reports.
To both his constituents and C-SPAN devotees, James Traficant is nothing if not flamboyant. Known for his angry one-minute speeches on the House floor and his 70s-style wardrobe, the congressman is now embroiled in a federal corruption probe that has already netted 50 convictions. Traficant charges the government is out to get him because of his outspoken criticism of the IRS and the Justice Department. While the congressman declines to be interviewed about his case, he will comment about prosecutors.
They are sharp. They are fast on the draw. And they have orchestrated and manipulated and developed a case that is almost foolproof. And this is very challenging for me.
Traficant is used to challenges. As sheriff, he stopped banks from foreclosing on laid-off steelworkers' homes. He was later arrested and charged with taking bribes from mobsters. But acting as his own attorney, Traficant convinced a federal jury that he was running a one-man sting operation. His popularity grew, and he was elected to Congress, where the phrase, "Beam me up, Scotty," became his trademark put-down on the House floor. The steel mills that once dominated this blue-collar area now sit rusting. But at a strip mall dominated by discount outlets and a vacant department store, residents like former steel worker Art Gregory voice support for their congressman.
Yeah, I've always voted for him. Continue to vote for him if he can run. I don't know whether all of them's true or not, but I think some of them's kind of trumped up a little bit. I think there's a bit of hard feelings over the first case, and he won and beat them.
But the jury in this trial will be made up of Cleveland area residents, not hometown supporters. In Washington, Traficant has made enemies on both sides of the aisle. Last year, he angered fellow Democrats by voting for the Republican House Speaker. With many constituents, he remains popular. But local county Democratic Party Chairman Dave Ditzler argues that Traficant isn't the populist he portrays himself to be. He calls him an opportunist.
I travel a lot, you know, and it's when I say I'm from the Mahoning Valley, the first response is that, you're from that area where that nutball congressman is. And I think that we've been slowed down from recovery because of the stigma that he's generated.
Nestled in the green hills outside Youngstown is the old White House, barn, and corral, Traficant's horse farm. Prosecutors say it's here he received free construction work in exchange for political favors. They say he even made congressional staffers shovel manure out of the horse stalls. Traficant is also charged with forcing some of them to give him part of their salaries. Some of these staffers are expected to testify against him. And because of this, Case Western Reserve University law professor Lewis Katz says that representing himself could be a smart move for Traficant.
It gives him an opportunity to talk to the jury throughout the case without having to take the witness stand and take the oath and be subject to any perjury charges. He can make comments about the witnesses. He can make comments about the government and the government's case.
The trial could last 8 weeks. If convicted on all counts, Traficant faces a possible 60 years in prison. But he says regardless of the verdict, he'll run for re-election this year. After all, he was re-elected despite campaigning under the shadow of a 10-count indictment. For NPR News, I'm Kevin Niedermeyer in Youngstown.